Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
And this is Steve Dale here for King John Williams. And you know what? When you do someone else's show, when you're filling in for someone, at least if you're me, you're thinking, what would that person want to do? And I know this. I know John Williams. By the way, I'm honored to be here for King John. I mean, I'm no king. I suggested maybe I was the court jester. And then some people texted and said, no, Steve. I don't know if they meant that I'm not that funny or maybe I shouldn't put myself down. I'd like to think the latter. I don't know. And they said, well, then I thought, well, what would I be if I'm not the king? That's only John Williams. So where am I in this hierarchy of the monarchy? I don't know. You come up with something. You can text me. You can call me always, 312-981-7200. But I was thinking, what would John do? Well, I know John would love me talking to Nancy Kelly of Kelly Travel. Happy New Year, Nancy.
Well, Happy New Year to you, Steve. I'm delighted to be with you on WGN, and let's talk travel.
She's ready to go. You could host the show. You don't need me. So I was talking to you.
Oh, but I do.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. So I was talking to you off the air, and I said, I'm not a cruise guy. And you said, why? And I said, well, cruises are this and this and this. And you began to laugh. And you said, what? You're living 10 years ago. That's not the case. I don't even know if that was the case 10 years ago. Certainly not today. So if we talk about the number one trend in cruising, what would that be?
Well, it would be, number one, finding what interests you have. To go on a cruise, there's a million choices. It's overwhelming, from very small luxury cruise lines to ships that carry 5,000 and 6,000 passengers and maybe another 2,700 crew. So the more a first-timer or even people who have traveled before, in order to plan the perfect trip, they have to share, they should share a lot of information with a travel professional, because that's the key to getting everything you want or as close as possible. And if you don't know exactly what you want, a good travel professional will walk you through a series of questions so that they can better understand you, and then bingo, start a process for helping you decide when you can go and what your budget is and what would you most like to do. But it's a great way to travel.
So there's all these, so I think what you're saying is there's all these niche cruises now, and if your interest is, let's say you're a foodie, there's a cruise for you. If you're a history buff and you love history, I was just talking to some friends last night, and they went to Normandy on a cruise, and they were amazed, awed, and inspired by what they saw, so much so that they're going to go back, actually. If you have a special need, the cruise that are really good at looking at people with special physical needs, and they can respond to those, and you will have an amazing time. There are cruises that are specific to the LGBT community. There are cruises, and I guess I could stand here and go on forever, depending on what your needs and your interests are. And as you said, big boats, small boats, and luxury, you spend a lot of money, or you don't have to spend as much. Am I right in describing it the way I just did?
I think you're really, really close. And I think what people have to understand is that there's so many different categories of cruise lines and prices and so forth, that sometimes people get fooled. They'll decide they'll go online and look at a cruise line that maybe has 15 ships, and on the 15 ships there may be 20 different price categories. So you can either take yourself all the way up to the top, having a fabulous suite, or you can, if your budget is low, you can simply have maybe an inside cabin or a room that doesn't have a veranda. So the price range is very dramatic. And, you know, it just has to be determined by what you, the traveler, is telling your travel professional or advisor.
Well, how important is that? So I could, in today's day and age, I could go online and I could pick that one and it looks good, it seems fine. Or I can go to someone like you, sit down with you, because you probably have a chair. We were talking to our last guest.
They have a very comfortable chair.
And this is a very comfortable chair. So all these people have chairs now. And I could sit down in that very comfortable chair and chat with you about what my interests are, what my needs are, whether I'm going myself. Because you now can actually go on a cruise and feel comfortable just going yourself, whether I'm going with a significant other, whether I'm taking the kids with me, how old those kids are. Maybe there's a part of the world I've already seen. I don't care about that anymore. But I want to see that part of the world. I mean, all these things. And you, knowing the possibilities out there, can put the picture together that and also get the information out of me to then come up with some plans.
Exactly. And one of the most important things, Steve, is really understanding the difference in how what's included in the price of the cruise. For instance, big cruise lines, Royal Caribbean and Princess and Holland, you're actually buying, the price of the cruise is your room, your stateroom, and it includes most of your meals. You can have all of your meals if you want to, but they have all kinds of wonderful specialty restaurants, which you pay extra for. But there are add-ons. So you might be, I'm just using an example, maybe the cruise is $1,500 for a seven-day cruise, but you want to make sure of understanding what is and isn't included. So typically on big ships, they don't include beverages, including water. Guess what? You pay for a bottle of water that's in your room.
What?
And you pay for, yes.
I don't like that.
Well, you wouldn't want it to be a surprise when you got on board and found that the bottle of water is maybe $5 in your room, but you're also going to pay for all your soft drinks and you're going to pay for your specialty coffees and your wine and beverages and so forth. And that's just one little thing. But it really adds up, and sometimes it's a big surprise. Some of the big cruise lines like that will sell you a beverage package, and they're, you know, a million different prices depending on what you choose. But that's an example of what isn't included. Gratuities on big ships are not included. So you have to factor in what you're going to give to the cabin steward and your waiters and your busboys. And it kind of goes on and on. And many of the cruise lines just put a gratuity automatically, so you don't have to bother your little head with what you're going to spend.
I wouldn't want to bother my little head, and my little head is pretty little, so that would be, I've got for you, Nancy, after we come back from the break, the best question I've ever gotten, ever, regarding travel. NCAA football coming up, it'll be Minnesota against Auburn. And that'll be at 11:30. Steve Dale here for John Williams. We're talking about cruising. When it comes to weather, we all want to know, what did Skilling say? Watch for updated forecasts from Chicago's most trusted meteorologist, Tom Skilling, weeknights on WGN television. And I said, Nancy Kelly of Kelly Travel, that I have the best question ever in my life that I've ever heard. Keith, you have that question.
Yes, thank you. Can you hear me?
I can, but we lost Nancy Kelly. So hold on, because I don't know. I know what your question is, but I don't know the answer to your question. So I'm going to have you just kind of sit here on hold for a minute while I tap dance. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, great.
By the way, well, let's tap dance together. What did you do on New Year's?
We stayed up, played with the dogs.
Okay.
Until midnight.
You stayed up and played with the dogs. Now, that is my kind of New Year's. I like that. Nancy Kelly of Kelly Travel, I think we have her back on the line. Nancy, this is the best question, Nancy, that I've ever heard. Go ahead and ask your question, Keith.
Hi, Nancy. I've always wondered, and occasionally I've asked some travel professionals if they know of a cruise where you can bring your dogs with, because we're mutually attached.
I love that.
So, yeah, so we can't travel unless we go by car.
So, Nancy, is there a cruise you could take pets with?
Yes, there is. I am very happy to tell you it is Cunard Line, and they have kennels for dogs. I'm not sure if they have a specific weight or size that you can't go beyond, but they have people on board ship that will walk your dogs for you, and the dogs can be very comfortable with you and go off the ship. And it isn't necessarily something that we get calls for all the time.
Well, you just got one.
And you can do, you know, you could take a Cunard ship and board the ship in New York and sail over to Europe on a 5 or 6 day transatlantic cruise and have a wonderful time. That's about the only cruise line that I'm aware does it, but they've been doing it for years.
And how do you spell Cunard?
C-U-N-A-R-D.
Yeah, that's where you should have me speak, you know. That's
yes.
My kind. Yeah, it's my kind of cruise.
That's right.
Speaking of which, October 14th through the 24th, there happens to be a cruise that I know you're kind of involved with that Mr. John Williams and the lovely Brenda will be a part of. Can you tell me about it?
Absolutely. They have been doing cruises with hosting cruises with Kelly Cruises and Tours. Now this will be their 12th cruise, I believe.
And I'm sorry for interrupting, but, you know, I know John Williams, and we've been out, you know, socially with John and Brenda, and they've talked about, so this is not, you know, something John necessarily expected or wanted me to say, but I'm telling you, he loves doing it. And so does Brenda, and they talk about how people have become friends, in many cases, lifetime friends, who meet for the
Absolutely.
First time. Yeah, and not to mention all the stuff you see that you'll tell me about as far as this particular cruise in a moment, but there's much more to it than that. There's this kind of WGN camaraderie, if you will, and that takes a life of its own, and he's talked about that, and that's really why he keeps coming back, and he does it again and again and again. This time, Istanbul to Venice. So tell me about it.
Well, first of all, it's on Regent Seven Seas, brand new ship that will be christened in February. So we're just a few weeks away from that. The cruise itself is a 10-day cruise, and we will board the ship in Istanbul and end in Venice. The itinerary is absolutely great. I mean, Istanbul is a magnificent city. It's a real treasure. I've been there a couple of times. John and Brenda did this cruise one other time with a little different itinerary.
Mm-hmm.
But from Istanbul, it goes to Lesbos and then Kusadasi, which is Ephesus, then on to the Greek Isles of Santorini,
wow.
Athens, Katakalon,
wow.
Corfu, Kotor, Dubrovnik, which is a real hot spot.
Dubrovnik?
And then it comes,
is that,
yes.
That's Croatia now that we're in.
It is Croatia,
yeah.
And it's a beautiful, beautiful area.
Oh, it is. I mean, Croatia, I've been there. Croatia is just, well, I'd go back. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's magnificent, and people don't know about it.
They don't, and walking that wall is a very special place.
Mm-hmm. There's a walled-in city that you're talking about. So Dubrovnik is one of those cities that's a walled-in city. And except
it,
that
is.
It can get kind of hot there. But I'm telling you, it is something to experience. It is, again, Croatia is not on our radar for a lot of people, but it ought to be. So I'm excited to hear you're going there. And then on from there to?
And then from and there to Venice. And the ship comes in at 12 o'clock p.m. and overnights in Venice, so you actually can spend the whole day and part of the evening if you want to. And then the next day we get off the ship at about 8, 9 o'clock in the morning. But John Williams is a spectacular, spectacular host. So Kelly Cruises and Tours for the WGN people always have a private cocktail party the first evening on board. And John and Brenda mingle with all the people, and they're thrilled not only to meet John and Brenda because they're so much fun to be with, but also something magic happens on these cruises. I've been hosting them now for the last 12 years with John and Brenda. And all of the people that are on board, some will be people that have cruised with them once, twice, four or five times, and others are brand new to it. But as they're sitting around in a comfortable cocktail lounge and meeting the people that are sitting next to them, these wonderful friendships develop. And this is a 10-day cruise, so they'll have even longer to get together. And on this ship, dining is open seating, which is wonderful because you can go in the main dining room anytime you want in the evening from about 6 to 8:30, 9 o'clock. And so they form these little groups and start meeting one another, and it just becomes like a fun group of family and friends traveling together.
And when you get off the boat and go on the excursions, you get to pick and choose beforehand what you want to do?
Absolutely, you do. And the choices are typically we send people a PDF so that they can start working on it early to look at all the different choices, because Regent Seven Seas is a very unique cruise line. What makes them very unique is they are, everything is all inclusive. So we can, you have airfare if you want the airfare included. If not, you can do your own and buy it cruise only. But it includes all of your meals, all of the gratuities to everyone on board. It includes beverages, which is really important. So your water, your soft drinks, your fine wines and spirits and fancy coffees, all included. And it includes, besides the gratuities, Kelly Cruises offers a... It's close to expiring, but $800 per couple in a shipboard credit. Mm. Now, you say, if it's almost all included, what am I going to do with it? Well, there's free, they offer free shore excursions in every single port of call, and you're not confined to just ordering or just doing one that they tell you this is what we're offering. No, you have a wonderful choice. But besides the choice of all the ones that are free, there are others that are maybe full days and more detailed. And you purchase them, but they're not terribly expensive. But you can use the shipboard credit that Kelly Cruises and Tours is offering as a gift to you for coming with us.
Well, that sounds absolutely wonderful. So the question is, about cruising in general, or specifically about that cruise, Istanbul to Venice, where does one learn more?
They call our experts at Kelly Cruises and Tours. Our phone number is 630-990-1111.
All right.
And they can also go on our website, which is www.kellycruises.com.
Yep, I was just about to.
And our travel advisors will be in the office starting Monday morning.
Starting Monday morning, we'd
love to chat with them.
All right, Nancy Kelly, you're great. Thank you so much for doing this. And I'll tell you, I'm sorry we didn't get to take all the calls and text. I apologize for that. Just ran out of time. Thank you so much, and Happy New Year.
It was my great pleasure. Thank you so much.